Welcome back to the mix, everyone. I'm Warren. That's Alardo.
Hello.
And today, we're on episode 63. 63. That's a lot of episodes. And we got...
That's a lot of episodes.
So, we couldn't... well, okay. I won't say we couldn't agree, but I thought we were going to watch the same movies, but we didn't end up watching the same movies. So, we're going to start with the ones that we both watched, and then I'm going to explain a plot to Scarface, and then he's going to explain to me the plot of Minions, and then we're going to just have a discussion about them, because he was supposed to watch Scarface, I was supposed to watch Minions. We didn't get around to the other movies. But, yeah, we also have... Oh, there he goes. We also have House Party, the new LeBron movie. It's a remake from the old movie that's on HBO Max. So we have House Party, and we have Babylon, which was the Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie, Hollywood spectacle, I guess. So, yeah, let's start there, actually. Let's start with Babylon, Alardo. I have a feeling we aren't going to have the same opinion on this movie. So really? I wanted to hear your thoughts first.
No, you go first.
You want me to go first?
I don't know what you think. Yeah, if you think that.
Okay, I thought it was good. It was okay. It was just okay. I think it was borderline pretentious at parts.
I can see somebody saying that. Yeah.
A little bit full of it. Yeah, a little bit. The beginning was freaking crazy. So that was cool. Yeah. I liked the beginning. I could have done without the ending, but I know like.
Dude, I think the ending is like that.
See, that's where I was like, "Ooh, stuff, he's gonna love that. I'm gonna hate it."
If you don't like. If you're not a film like nerd, you know, like you like you're super super into it, then I could see somebody being like, "That's super pretentious, bro." But like,
yeah,
I was feeling it. I was like, "Damn, this is crazy." You know?
as a normal person, I felt like it was one of those movies where it was like, if you don't like this, you're stupid for not liking this, and that's what I don't like about those type of things. So it turned me off in that part, but. I enjoyed the huge spectacle of it. I liked most of the characters. Or actually all the characters. I didn't have a problem with any of the characters. I thought it was good. Yeah, it's just like the kind of... What the messaging, like the like... Wow, look how great these movies are. And that was the kind of like, eh. But yeah, what did you think?
That is... I guess it... The movie lives and dies with the message, like what it wants to, like you to get out of it.
Yeah.
I loved it. Like, so and it's like all the shit that like it made me feel proud, like of UNLV, because like they taught me, like everything I was watching, I learned all that shit, like how going from silent films to talkies, like it was tough, like they couldn't keep up, like the actors, because it's like it's so different. And they really showed that, you know?
Yeah.
The whole scene with the new sound, oh my gosh, that was so good. Holy crap. All the scenes are like that, though, where like, things just wrap up and up and up.
Yeah.
I love that.
That was the best scene in the movie, actually. The one you're talking about with the whole sound. I think that was my favorite. That whole that sequence really there, it illustrated it perfectly.
And I like all the characters. Like, oh my god, yeah. That's what I was talking about for Puss in Boots, you know? Like, Puss in Boots is like, I was saying, like, everybody should revolve around life and death. This movie, like, everybody revolved around, like, trying to make it or, like, trying to be a part of something. Like, you know, the movie said it better than I could. Everybody's just trying to be a part of something, you know?
Yeah.
That's, like, bigger than themselves.
Mm.
And, yeah, I really love the intro. It's so good. Just, like, 30 minutes, and then the title drops. It's like, whoa, okay, we're just getting started, you know?
Yeah.
After all that shit happened, and then I like how that first hour of the movie is just, like, it's just them on a movie set. Like, we didn't really need that first hour of the movie.
Mm.
Well, it's the party and the movie set.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah. I can see why it flopped, too, though, because it's just not something that everybody's going to want to watch.
Yeah, I agree. I saw a lot of, like, oh, how did this flop and not get best? I was like, well, it's not the most, you know, general audiences friendly movie.
Yeah.
But
that ending montage, I thought that was so... I felt...
Did you think that I would have liked it?
No, I knew you were going to be part of, like, oh, this is pretentious. Like, yeah, this is a bit more, it's like self-indulgent. It's like, you know, smelling its own farts. That's kind of...
A little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, I loved it. That was so good.
But that's good. That's how it should be. Like, I'm just a dude, right? So, okay. But what would you give it out of 5?
Yeah, it's a 4. It's a 4 for me.
Okay. I'll give it, you know, I gotta say, earlier when I first finished the movie, I was like, this is 2.5. But I think it's a 3. I'll give it a 3.
Even the performances are really good too. I really liked Manny.
Yeah. That's the first time I ever seen that guy. Is he in anything else?
I'm pretty sure, I don't know. If he is in anything else, I don't know. But I think he's like a newcomer.
Maybe. Yeah, he was really good.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt did his Brad Pitt thing. You know, he's so smooth in like every movie. So
I feel like there's so much in this movie too where it's like you probably read it. You could read it in a history book and it's like that for sure happened. You know, like that's so messed up, man. They made a black dude put on blackface. Like,
oh, yeah.
I would not like doubt that like that actually happened.
Yeah.
Like, that's so fucked. But like this movie's filled with stuff like that where it's like that's so crazy, but it for sure happened. Like, the cameraman fucking died, or like people actually dying on set.
Yeah. Like, oh, and Tobey Maguire too. It was.
Oh yeah.
That was like the perfect part for him. He's just such a weird.
House Party also had a like little side quest towards the end where it's like, what is going on?
Yeah.
It just started fucking happening.
But yeah, okay. So it's not streaming anywhere yet, is it?
Not yet. No, like yeah.
But I think it's a streaming movie that's worth watching.
It's 3 hours though. Yeah. When I think a streaming movie, I don't think 3 hours.
Like who would you recommend this to?
Exactly. I don't know. You really gotta love movies, like, you know. I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta like be a movie buff, I think. Otherwise, it's.
I know my ego, bro. When they're showing all those little films at the end, the silent films, I was like, oh, I know that one. I know that one.
They showed a clip of Avatar, so and good. I was like, oh my God.
I would have to.
But, yeah.
They had two Camerons, actually. They had Terminator as well. That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, there was something else I wanted to point out, but I can't remember it now. Man. Ah, oh well, it's gone.
All right.
But yeah, anything else? Any other closing thoughts on Babylon?
Margot Robbie is really good too, actually.
Yeah. Oh, when she walks off into the street. Oh, that's not a spoiler. She just walks off into the street. Yeah. That was a great shot. I really enjoyed that shot.
Cinematography is really good.
Yeah.
Oh, the music, bro. That was really good. Even like the ending montage, the music was like really selling it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really good.
So yeah, it's well made for sure. Just
from the guy who did Whiplash,
huh?
La La Land.
Oh yeah, yeah.
From the guy, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's just the messaging kind of gave me the ick a little bit. That's literally it. But yeah.
What if Harry Styles liked this movie?
Harry Styles would say this is a movie.
He would. Yeah.
It's a movie. Okay, moving on to previously mentioned House Party, which I didn't know was a remake.
I didn't know either. But I was like, after I finished it, I was like, why did, you know, low key, like, why did this get made? It's a remake, that's why. So I was like, okay.
So yeah, how did it compare to the I didn't watch the original, but you watched the original, right?
It's actually so different. Like, the other one is literally just a house party. Like, it's a bunch of teenagers having a house party, and that's the whole movie.
Okay.
That's it.
So they gave it like a little more story then, and like at least.
I guess I like the other. Okay, so the original though, you could tell is from like a director who like just wanted to make something fun. You know, like you could feel the energy. Like when there is like when they're dancing and stuff, it's like it felt like a house party. Like you're there with them.
Yeah.
And like they're just having fun, being silly, and it's crazy. But it's not that crazy. Yeah, that's the thing though. It's not crazy, but it's still like silly and fun, and I like that. I like the end. Like in Babylon too, you could feel like the energy, like when things are going like at the beginning of hospital, like, oh my gosh, what's happening? You know?
Yeah.
And that's like the thing about the remake too, is though, is like there's not really like energy like that. It's like it's supposed to be. I feel like when it wants to go crazy, it's like it doesn't really feel like it.
Yeah, it wasn't. Oh, it wasn't like a.
Yeah.
But I will say I laughed a lot. I thought it was pretty funny. for like a cat, like I see what you're saying. Like it's not like it was the most unserious, like I don't know what the word is, but like it was just not to be taken seriously as a movie, but it was like a nice little entertaining thing for me. I don't know. I was like, I enjoy pointing out celebrities in movies also. So I'm like, oh shit, it's Lil Wayne.
See, that's the thing though. I didn't laugh as much as I thought I would either. I didn't laugh as much until towards like the end with all the Kid Cudi stuff, because that was just really.
Oh yeah, that was great. Yeah, well, some of the references too. I was like, oh man, like, yeah. It's kind of specific, or not that specific, but like, I only knew because like I knew like the people kind of thing. It was almost borderline inside joke kind of thing. Some of them. But yeah, I think I was glad that they made it, even though it didn't have any sort of like deep messaging or like. It was literally just like a nice
spoilers, but it's not really a movie like you care about getting spoiled.
Yeah, not really.
So if the whole thing was like the friend, I already forgot their names. The friend was gonna like go to jail anyway, right?
Right.
Why didn't from the start they just make it so like that was his plan all along? Like no matter what, he was gonna do that for his friend. It's like he was gonna take the fall.
Hmm.
And then that would have solved the like the storyline of like him being a shitty friend, because it's like this whole time, no, the entire time he's gonna take the fall for him anyway. Like,
yeah, he was actually a good friend the whole time.
Yeah, you get what I mean. Like, oh, sorry, I peeked right there.
No, you're good. Yeah. No, I see what you're saying. I don't know. I didn't even think about like, I was like, oh, this is a great time.
At that point, you just
like, look, LeBron's playing the piano. Like, what the fuck? Which, by the way, I was like, he did not need to play the piano. Like, what's going on here?
It was not convincing either.
Yeah, it wasn't. They didn't even try. They didn't even try.
He was a better actor here, though, than in Space. Like, all he had to do was act mad.
So, yeah.
It was convincing, though. I was like, there's no way they're getting out of this. Like, he is. If they make LeBron at all, like, be like, oh, no, that's cool, then it's like, come on.
Yeah. I like the hologram of him. Made me laugh a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So that was good. And then another problem, I was like, or it made me laugh, but it was actually like they probably should have fixed it. Like, you could tell LeBron had a stunt double like during that basketball game, like a lot. I don't know if you could you tell?
No,
this shit bothered me. I was like, ew, like you have LeBron in a movie and you're gonna give him a stunt double to play basketball? Like, what the hell? Just have him play basketball. Like, weird. Yeah, I didn't understand that at all, and I had a problem with it.
All right, what do you think of the Illuminati stuff? We're just gonna spoil. Oh, okay. If we weren't gonna spoil something, that probably would have been it. My bad.
it's house party. I thought it was good. I thought it was needed because, like, where the hell else are you gonna go? Like, in the house, you know?
Do that the entire movie. Like, just go that batshit the entire time.
Yeah. That's true.
Like, cause they're trying to like keep it somewhat realistic, I guess, as much as realistic you can get with this. But like, she just went crazy the whole movie, you know.
Yeah, and they tried to like make the main guy have like, I don't know, a deeper story than.
Yeah, I guess
probably
like,
made sense. I don't. Yeah, I
like the original too, because it didn't really try to do that either. Like, it was just he was grounded and he had to sneak out, and then. You know, he's just trying to go to a party. He's trying to get laid.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
They probably would have been better off just keeping it lighter, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because it, like, it was trying to be light and also, like, have, like, some sort of story like that,
It was about his life, kind of.
Yeah.
It was just about a party.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, what would you give it out of 5?
I was out of 3, but...
Now that 2. We talked about it.
Yeah, I was like 2.
Yeah, I'm going to go 2.5 because I did laugh a lot. But I can't say it was a great movie. I did love all the celebrity cameos, though. There was a lot of them. I was like, oh my God, it's Big Sean. So yeah, those were fun. Yeah, it's a very stream... I'd say it's like a Netflix and chill movie, if anything.
Pretty sure it was supposed to be on HBO Max.
Yeah.
For some reason, they're like, no, put it in theaters.
Yeah, I don't know about the theatrical release of that. It would have been just like a nice HBO Max if I need to do something in the background type of thing. But, yeah. That's pretty much that. Moving on there. Okay, so those are the ones that we both watched. Do you want to go first on your Minions summary here?
I mean, yeah, okay.
Okay, I haven't seen it, so... It,
but I feel like I don't even remember.
I mean...
Okay, so you remember the three main ones, right? It's Kevin... I got the name wrong. It's not Dave, it's Stuart. Kevin, Stuart, and Bob.
Okay, wait. Kevin is the tall one.
He's the leader, yeah.
Bob is the short one, right? With the one
King
eye.
Bob, that one.
Yeah, and I don't know the third one.
Stuart, he's like the middle one, and he has like one eye. The other ones have two eyes, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. I think I know who's who.
And then at the end of the last one, Gru stole the queen's like crown or some shit, and they're like, boss, oh, the boss. Yeah, and then that's how the first one ended. So this new one, it opens up with the Vicious Six. There's a villain group called the Vicious Six.
Vicious
Six. And then they're trying to steal like this amulet thing. And the leader of the Vicious Six is Wild Knuckles, right? He's this old man. He's kind of old. But then, so he steals the amulet by himself. And then he's like, oh, pick me up, because he's like in trouble. And the Vicious Six pick him up. And they're like, oh, it's time for the new generation. See you, old man. And they steal the amulet from him, and they leave him to die. He's like on a rope, and they cut him off, and he falls to his death. And they're like, haha. So Wild Knuckles gets betrayed by his own group, because he's an old man. And they're like, this is the new generation. And then it cuts to... Gru with his minions, and he's like, you know, he's being despicable.
Of course. That's what he does.
Yeah. And he's clearing out theaters with a fart bomb so he can watch the get the theater all to himself with Kevin Stewart and Bob. But the main story, and he loves the Vicious Six, so that's important. He's like,
okay.
He looks up to them.
Okay.
And they're having tryouts because they need a new sixth member because Wild Knuckles is dead, you know?
Oh, shit, yeah, okay.
So then Gru is like, oh, okay, that's me. That's my opportunity, you know? So then he's going to go to the audition, and then the minions are like, oh, yeah, we're gonna go with you. But then he's like, you know, when I hired you, like, okay, long story short, he does not like, he thinks the minions are holding him back. Like, they're stopping him from being a greater villain.
Right.
Right. So he goes to the audition, and then the Vicious Six, but there's only five of them. They're like, what is a kid doing here, you know? Like, a kid can't be a villain. Only adults can be villains.
Oh.
And then, yeah. So then, you know, those are his heroes. So he's like, damn.
They broke his heart.
What the hell? And then so they're like, bring in the next person. While they're bringing in the next person, he sees the amulet. And, you know, it's Gru, man. He steals that shit. And then they're like, oh, he stole the amulet. And then the minions, they followed him the entire time. So they're like, they get him out of there.
Yeah.
Well, there's a new minion. His name's Otto. He has braces and he's big. You might have seen him in the trailers and stuff.
I don't think I saw any trailers.
So his name's Otto. So there's a fourth one.
Okay.
So he also came with them. And then they're trying to escape from Gru's being chased by all of the Vicious Six. And then they get split up. So Otto has the amulet. And then Kevin, Stewart, and Bob and Gru escape. And it was a really awesome chase scene, actually. But Gru gets back home, and they're like, okay, yeah, we stole the amulet, yay, and I can prove to them that I can be the sixth member now. And then Otto comes back, and he has a pet rock instead, because he traded it with a birthday kid. A birthday kid got a pet rock, and then he's like, oh, no, I want the pet rock, because he fell in love with it. And they traded. It's funny, too.
What?
It's like, you don't remember Ant-Man, where, like, Luis is, like, telling the story?
Yeah.
It's like that, but a fucking minion talking.
Oh.
So then Gru's like, I knew it. You minions, you're holding me back.
Yeah.
So and then he leaves. He bounces. And then as he leaves, Kevin's like, no, mini boss. And then Gru gets kidnapped. Boom, he gets kidnapped. And then Kevin's like, oh, no, we got to save mini boss. But turns out who kidnapped him was Wild Knuckles. He's not dead.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And Wild Knuckles is his favorite one, though. Like, that's his favorite.
Right.
But, like, in the Vicious Six.
But why was he...
Fuck.
Oh, no. I can still hear you. Can you hear me? No, it was just getting good. Wild Knuckles is alive.
Okay, okay, sorry.
Yes.
Fuck, my internet, bro. This is so bad. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Hold on.
Wild Knuckles is alive.
My internet is still... Okay, okay. Okay, we're good, we're good, we're good. Okay, Wild Knuckles is alive. So I'm just gonna, you know, I'm gonna speed it up a little bit. Because after this, it's all just like comedy, kind of.
Okay.
Wild Knuckles and Gru, like, bond, you know? Like, Wild Knuckles teaches Gru how to, like, become a villain. And then... The Kevin Stewart and Bob, they go. No. Okay, so no. Wild Knuckles calls them, and he's like, "If you don't give me the amulet, then Gru's like dead, pretty much, right?" And they're in San Francisco. Then they call it San Pan Pisco. I don't know how they say it. San Pan Frisco or something like that. So they go to San Francisco. The three main minions, and they meet this like old Chinese lady who teaches them kung fu. And to unleash their inner beast, and they have to learn how to unleash their inner beast.
So fucking random.
So that happens. Meanwhile, the Vicious Six are also like trying to crack down like where the amulet is. But the birthday kid gave the amulet to his cool uncle, who rides off going to somewhere, and Otto sees that, so he goes on a trike and follows him the entire time. So Otto's on his little side quest trying to get the amulet.
Okay.
And he bonds with the uncle, and the uncle's like, "Oh yeah, I can take you to San Francisco," and they go.
What the fuck?
And this all culminates at the end, where the Vicious Six arrive, and they fight the minions, and Wild Knuckles and Gru, but then they get the amulet, right? And the amulet has like, you know, the Year of the Dragon, Year of the Rabbit. So that's where in the trailer, if you watch the trailer, I don't remember if you said you did or not. But like they turn into animals, right? So they're turning them all into like. They turn themselves into the cool animals, like the dragon and all that.
Right.
They turn the minions into, like, the chicken, the year of the chicken and all that lame stuff.
Okay.
But, so, yeah. So they're about to, like, defeat Gru, but then the minions all shield him, and they unleash their inner beast, and they win.
What?
Like, awesome. Yeah, and they do the Despicable Me theme, you know, like, that same theme that they always
yeah,
use.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah, and then...
And then Gru they just win?
Where, like, earlier they called him, like, a tiny little punk or something like that. And then, Gru's like, "How does it feel to be beat by a tiny little punk?" In his Gru voice.
Wow. And then end movie?
Well, Wild Knuckles, like, dies again.
Okay.
It's faked. It's like Gru, like, talks at his funeral and he sees him and he's like, "Oh, he's still alive." And the minions, of course, sing at the funeral.
Did they say why he's, like, faking his death?
I don't know.
He just, like, fakes his death twice just to, like, do it?
Like, hinting at a Minions 3. Because Wild Knuckles and Gru are, like, still, like... Like, cool.
Okay.
Like, they ride off together. They also hint at Dr. Nefario. He like, works at a record shop. And he gives Gru his first invention, which he uses to steal the amulet. It's like a... You know those, like, sticky hands?
Yeah.
It's like that. But it's, like, cooler. And it's, like, a grappling hook.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
And then, yeah, he's like, "Remember who gave you your first gadget?" And he comes back at the end. And he's like, "And then, yeah."
Wait. The end. But they never said why the guy keeps faking his death?
Well, the first time it's just like, "Oh, he died. Oh no, he's still alive." And they kind of just do that again. I don't know. Yeah.
And, all right, and then so end movie then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Movie. Fantastic explanation. Fantastic. Lovely.
Long clap.
Yeah, that was great. All right, I'm gonna try. And your movie was very light, and mine is like
yours is 3 hours. So.
3 hours and well, it's actually not heavier. It's a gangster movie, so. I don't know. I'll try to do it justice. I don't know. You did a good job.
Thanks.
I'm. It's like when you're presenting in class after the best presentation went. Now I'm like shit. I have to follow that up. Okay. So Scarface, right? So Al Pacino. Mm-hmm. We start in this prison. He's in prison in Cuba. And he already has a scar on his face. They throw him in prison, and then he meets this guy in prison. Honestly, the scar on his face, like, literally, it was literally just so they could call it Scarface, I think. I don't know. They didn't really, like, go into that at all. Like, he's just Tony Montana. So then he's in jail with his friend, Manny, and, like, this other guys. And then this guy comes up to them. He's like, "Hey, basically, if you kill this guy in here, he's a communist. If you kill him, I'll give you a green card and you can go to the U.S. and you can get out of here." So he's like, oh, shoots. And then he freaking does it. He kills him. And then they all get green cards. And then they go to Miami.
Nice.
So, and then he's dishwashing with all his boys. And then he's like, fuck this. I didn't come here to dishwash. And then, so he starts, I forget what happens. I think Manny, like, meets one of the, like, drug lords in Miami. And then he starts doing, like, he does a job for him, basically. Of, like, he sent, the guy that he meets doesn't like him. So he's like, oh, he does a thing where he's going to send him to die, right? And he's like, oh, well, go pick up this load if it exists. And then we can, you know, work together more. So then he goes, and then his first friend that comes in with him, there's a crazy, like, fight scene where lots of blood, chainsaw, and his friend dies because, you know, it was a fake, it was a setup. Yeah. And then, but yeah, he's like, I'll never talk. And then he's like, and then he literally let his friend die because he's like, he's not saying nothing, right? He's like, oh, gangster. But then his friends come up, and then they shoot the whole place up, and everybody dies. And then they take all the cocaine. Or they, I learned... Yayo. I didn't know that that was, that's where that came. It came from that movie. I didn't know that. It's cocaine. Yayo. It's the yayo. Got the yayo. But anyway, yeah. So they get the product, and then he's like, no, nah, fuck you. I'm bringing it to the boss myself because I did this. You set me up, and I still got it, you know? So he meets the big boss, Frank. Or the big Miami boss, Frank. And he's like, haha. And then, oh, yeah. And then they do this, like, super over exaggerated meet cute with Michelle Pfeiffer. She like comes down in the elevator, like all the music plays, he's like staring. I'm like, oh my god, this is anyway. So, and Michelle Pfeiffer is Frank's wife or Frank's girl or whatever.
Ooh.
Yeah. So then so he starts working for Frank, doing jobs, and then he's like moving up, you know. And then eventually Frank sends them back to, honestly, I don't know what country it was, but it was outside the U.S. It might have been back to, no, it can't be back to Cuba. I don't know where it was, to meet this other guy, Sosa, who's like, he was like bigger than Frank, you know. He's like,
shit.
He's like produces the yayo. So then they want to do a deal so that Frank can sell the yayo that he's making, right? That Sosa's making. But then, oh, but then the first guy, right, that originally met Tony Montana, Sosa knew that she was a snitch to the police. So he freaking, like, when they get there, he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, oh, Tony, like, let's finish lunch. You go back and talk to Frank for us. And he's like, oh, okay. And then he, like, throws him out of the helicopter. He's like, oh, shit. Like, and he's like, how do I know that you're not a snitch? And then Tony does this whole thing like, I never fucked over anybody that I knew, something like that. And then, and then yeah, so he like becomes friends with Sosa. And then Sosa's like, you better not ever fuck me, Tony Montana. And then he's like, oh, I know, I never fucked over anybody. I keep it real. I keep my word and all that stuff. And then he's like, yeah, okay. So he goes back to Frank, and he's just like getting a little like rich and like power hungry kind of. He's like keeps working for Frank, and then eventually I'm wrong. So he took the deal with Sosa without consulting Frank. So Frank is pissed.
Oh my god.
And then Frank's like, yo, you didn't even like Frank's like, yo, you didn't even fucking like ask me, what the fuck? And he's like, and then Tony Montana, he's like, yeah, whatever. He's like disrespecting him at this point because he's like, he feels like a big shot because he's with Sosa now, right? So he's like, yeah, whatever. Like, there's no way you can lose money on this deal. And then he's like, Frank's like, no, I said no, so cancel the, or hold off the deal. And he's like, okay, boss. And he's like, I am the boss. And he's like, yeah, yeah. But it's like, he's not the boss anymore, you know? Like, Tony Montana is like, he got too much balls, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, after that, they stopped working together, and then Tony, like, starts pushing weight on his own, and then they go to, they're all at this club. Oh, dude, I totally forgot all about, okay, so there's this side thing, which at first I was like, why is this even in the movie? But then it kind of came back at the end. So his family is also in Miami, Tony Montana's family, his sister and his mom. His mom fucking hates him. So, and then his sister is like, you know, she's young and like everything. And then Manny, who is Tony Montana's like right hand man, he has a crush on her. And then, but then Tony's like, "Yo, you don't touch my sister," you know. But then, so yeah, so he's like, "Yeah, I got you." And then, so she's kind of like messing around the whole. She's kind of like in and out of the whole movie. But then at this part with Frank and him, when they break up, they go to the same club all the time, and then he sees his sister there, and he goes nuts because she's with some dude. And then, so yeah, there's that. The whole side storyline with his sister is going on. But then he sits back down after his sister, like, oh, yeah, Manny is the one that takes her out because, like, he slaps her. He's like, what are you doing with the guy? And then Manny, like, takes her home and, like, comforts her and all that. So, and then she's, yeah, there's a whole, like, you know, thing there. So then Tony's, like, sitting there at the club still after all this happened. He's, like, all depressed. And then after... In that club, at that night, he's like tries to hit on Frank's girl again. Frank gets pissed because like this whole time he's been trying to get with Michelle Pfeiffer, you know, with the you know gangsta Riz, you know. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he's been trying to do that, and then at the club he like goes like pretty far with it. He's like pretty ballsy, so Frank gets really pissed, and he sends two guys to kill him. In the club, and they do not kill him. They're the worst shooters on the planet. Like he's literally just sitting there, and they fucking miss. Like. Spray it, miss everything, and it's like what the fuck. And then Tony kills them, and then he goes to Frank's hideout, and then it's a really good scene actually, that part where it's like they all know Frank did it, but Frank's like, oh Tony, good to see you, like what happened? You know what I mean? What happened to you? And then the phone rings and he's like, oh, are you going to answer that? He's like, oh, no, it's probably just, you know, Michelle Pfeiffer. And she's like, oh, I'll tell her you're not here. And he's like, no, answer it. And then it's like the hit guys, right? And then he's like, Tony gets really mad. He's like, oh, you fucked me. And then I wish I did a better like accent, but it's so good. And then, so yeah, they kill Frank. Because Frank's a dirty, you know, he betrayed them. Or he tried to kill him, right? So he kills Frank. That was a lot. So it is 3 hours, though. So.
Yeah.
All right. Are you doing okay so far? Are you following along?
Yeah.
Okay. So Frank's dead. So now he's the man. He's running everything, yeah. You know, with Sosa. And he starts laundering his money through this bank. And so there's this banker guy that comes along once in a while, and he's like trying to figure out how to clean the money without getting caught. But he's also like getting super greedy, so he's like, I need more deals, more money. So it's getting like too much to like keep out of the, I don't know what to say, like eyes of the government or whatever.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was a good one. So eventually the bank's like, yo, we got to charge you higher rates if you're going to push more money. He's like, fuck that, I'm going to try and find another way. But then the other way that he finds is actually like the cops undercover, and they get like a video of him like counting his money and everything. And he's like, yo, that's not me, I'm just here to move my, I'm just here counting money. And then so there's that whole thing. So he has to go to court, or he doesn't want to go back to jail, right? Because he started the movie in jail. He's like, fuck that, I'm not going back to jail. Like, what do I have to do to not go back to jail? Because he has to do like 5 years or whatever, 3 to 5 years or whatever. So then he has to go, Sosa calls him back, right? So he goes back to Sosa's house. And there's all these like government people there and everything. And he's like, Sosa's like, so I heard you're in some trouble. We have this issue too. So, and then he plays this video of this like journalist who's basically snitching on Sosa and all the other bigwigs that are doing bad stuff, like to the world. Like he's like literally on 60 Minutes, like snitching to the world about all this stuff that's going on with them, and they don't like that. So they're like, all right, this is my guy here. I forgot his name. He's like, they called him like the Shadow or something. So I'll just call him that. There's the Shadow, right? Who works for Sosa, and he's like an assassin. Yeah. He's like, all right. Here's the Shadow. He's gonna kill him, but he don't speak English, so you gotta help him. So Tony's supposed to help the Shadow go kill this guy, who's the journalist guy. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Okay. So they're gonna go kill him. The Shadow straps a bomb to the bottom of his car, the journalist's car. But then they're seeing him walk out to go to the car, but then all of a sudden he picks up his wife and kids. And then Tony Montana's like, yo, you know, we don't kill no wife and kids. Stop, you know. Like, but then the Shadow, you know, he don't give a fuck, right? So he's like, nah, yeah. Sosa said, so I'm going to do it. And then Tony, like, he doesn't like when people, like, disobey him, right? Because he's got, like, a big ego and stuff. And then he's like, nah, fuck you. And then he kills the Shadow, like, right there. So,
damn.
Yeah.
What you doing, bro?
Yeah, so he's like,
he said to Sosa himself.
Yeah.
I don't fuck.
Yeah.
You're going to impersonate your impression.
But yeah, so he's like, he kills the Shadow, and the journalist lives, and he goes and gives like a huge speech, and Sosa's like,
oh,
fucked.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and Sosa's like, fucked, so he's pissed, he calls, and Tony Montana's like, oh, this is where it gets good, yeah, so, and then this whole part, like, he's starting to like lose his shit, like, starting to not trust everybody, so he like, Michelle Pfeiffer was married to him, and they had like this whole montage of good stuff happening, but then like, once he gets super rich and greedy, like, he like talks down to her, and then she leaves, and she's like drug addict, and she like goes downhill. But then also Manny disappears when he's doing this whole assassin job too. He's like gone. Nobody knows where he is. So this whole thing happens, and then he comes back, and then they're like trying to find Manny, right? Because he was supposed to be running it while he left to go to New York to go kill this journalist guy. But then now they're back and they can't find Manny. But then they find out that Manny and his sister secretly got married, and so they go to his house, or no, he goes to the house that the sister's at, because the mom calls him, he's like, oh my god, sister's missing, and then she's like, I tracked her to this house, and then he opens the door, and then they're in their robes, and it's clear that they just, you know, did the deed, and then he like right away he just pulls out the gun and shoots Manny, kills him. Manny's dead, and then the sister comes downstairs, no Manny, like, because he just lost his shit, you know, and then he kills Manny, and he's pissed about the sister, and then they take the sister back to the house, and then they leave, and Manny's fucking dead, and it's like, damn, Manny was my favorite character, so I was like, oh man, yeah. he was cool, and he was like, well, like, this whole thing is like, oh, he's like obsessed with women, but I just liked his vibe more. Like, he dressed nice, and he was, like, pretty funny. Anyway, but, yeah, so Manny's dead. They go back to the mansion, and then they show, like, a bunch of, like a lot of Sosa's guys coming surrounding his house while the car pulls in. So it's like, oh, shit. Like, and it's, like, the last, like, yeah, we're in the last, like, 30 minutes now, and it's like, oh, fuck. Like, this is super fucked. And this whole time, like, he starts getting high off his own supply, so he's, like, doing the yayo the whole time, like everywhere, and so they get back to the house, the sister's like crying hysterically, and then he goes back to his office, and he's like, all right, I gotta get my shit together, and then he does more coke, and then and he's like, and then he sits there, and there's this like small part that I thought was like pretty good, where he's just like, damn, why did I do that to Manny, like regretting it, you know, like I loved him, you know, kind of thing, like so he's regretting it, and then Sosa's men start, like, killing the people around him. So they're starting to surround the house still, but then while this is happening, the sister comes in with a gun, and, like, there's this whole, like, weird fucked up speech about how, like, oh, if nobody can sleep with her, then, like, is that because you want to sleep with her? And it's like, oh, he's like, what? No. It's like, anyway, it's super weird, but then she has a gun, and she starts shooting at him. But then one of the assassins gets up to his window and just opens fire on her, and she gets sprayed, and she's dead. Ew. As fuck. Yeah. And then he's like, he was already on the ground on the side because she was shooting at him. So then he gets up and kills the guy, but then she's already dead. And then now he's in like super regret mode, right? Like he's full tilt, yeah. Like, oh my God, what did I do? Like, this is all messed up. And this is all while the rest of the army is like killing everybody around him. Like all his men are dying outside. Which some of them I was like, there's the last guy who was like banging on his door, like, Tony, open the door, please. And then I was like, no, I liked him. And then, but he gets sprayed up too. And I was like, damn. So and then at that point, there's like 30 people coming up to his room. And he's like, you want to fuck with me? You want to fuck with me? I'm the very best. And then he's like, say hello to my little friend. And boom. And then like six people die out the gate. He walks out with a machine gun. like sprays 20 more, and then some guy comes behind him, and then he's like, dude, there's literally the end part where there's six people at the bottom shooting him, and he's like, I eat your bullets, I eat your bullets, and he's like, he keeps eating the bullets, and he's just standing there. And then one, like, the, I guess he was like the boss assassin guy, he comes behind him with a shotgun, boom, sprays him right in the pool, and then he's dead, and that's the end of the movie.
Damn.
Yeah.
It truly was a Scarface.
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of wild, to be honest.
That was much better than Minions.
Yeah, honestly, I could see why. Actually, yeah.
Our ratings. What would you rate that?
What would I rate this movie? Okay. I think it was a solid, it was a solid 4. I guess there's only, like, so much emotion and, like, I don't know, so much you can get out of, a, like, a gangster movie like that, because then it really just, like, he died, and then it ended, and I was like, all right. You know, like, there wasn't really anything to, like, think about or, like, be like, damn.
It was probably the inspiration, but that reminded me a lot of, like, GTA and Breaking Bad. Mm. But that's probably the inspiration. So,
yeah.
That's interesting, though.
But, yeah, what would you, what would you rate Minions?
Yeah, Minions is a solid 3.
Nice. Yeah, I do want to watch the Minions movie. I was low-key, like, I'll watch it eventually. But
they get a bad rap, but they're really funny, though.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, I really like the... It's, all the Despicable Me movies are funny. Like, it's one of those animation... Like, don't just dismiss it, man, because it's supposed to be for kids, you know? Yeah. Anyway, that was actually... Not going to lie, it was probably, like, nerd shit, but I had a lot of fun explaining that movie. I don't know about how you felt about explaining it.
That was interesting.
But yeah, and it went on a lot longer than I thought it would too. Yeah, I'm exhausted now. Hey, you got any other, I would say, we both watched The Godfather. I think it was more exciting than The Godfather, but I think The Godfather was better, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think The Godfather made you, like, think a little bit, or it was more like, it had more, like, oomph to it, but Scarface was more, like...
Yeah, The Godfather, I can't say, because, you know, I didn't watch Scarface, but Godfather is, like, he was never meant to be, you know, the boss, but...
Yeah.
The whole thing was, like, no, he's, like, forced into it.
Yeah.
He, like, embraces it, so it's, like, holy shit, it's crazy.
Yeah, to me, Scarface didn't have that overarching, like, wow, you know, like...
Like, you kind of knew where it was...
Yeah, you kind of knew where it was going the whole time. But he's a super good, cool character. I love the movie.
Acting.
Yeah.
Like,
that's why he's him, you know? That's why he's Al Pacino. But yeah. Let's see. Damn, that was our discussion period for today. But so yeah, that's pretty much it. Next episode, we have our Valentine's Day episode. Because it's gonna be the day after Valentine's Day. So this is where we last year we did all romance movies, but this year we have the M. Night Shyamalan movie, Knock at the Cabin. So we definitely have to watch that, and we'll be talking about that. But other than that, there's Marry Me, I Want You Back, and Shotgun Wedding. Do you want to kind of give, like, a log line for each of these?
I'm pretty sure they're all on Amazon. So Marry Me and I Want You Back came out last year. Marry Me is the J-Lo Owen Wilson rom-com. So it's like J-Lo is like a famous singer, I think, and then she was gonna marry like another famous singer, but it got called off, and she sees Owen Wilson with the Marry Me sign, and she's like, yes, and they're gonna marry each other, and that's the whole movie, I guess. And then I Want You Back is about a girl and a guy, and they both, like, recently broke up with their exes. And they both agree to do something. I don't remember what, but it's like something, you know, rom-coms don't always...
Yeah, they do some cheesy shit.
Yeah, but they probably end up together anyway. So that's I Want You Back with Charlie Day and Jenny Slate.
Okay.
And then Shotgun Wedding, I don't exactly know what happens. I just know J-Lo is in it and Josh Duhamel. I don't know.
Okay.
Michael knows Josh Duhamel. He's the handsome white guy in Transformers, the military guy.
Okay.
So it's them two, and I'm pretty sure it's just a wedding. It's exactly what it's called. It's a wedding, and crazy shit happens.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. Well, that's what's going on next episode.
There's one more we could add, though, if you want.
Yeah. Maybe we'll go there if I don't know how much rom-com I can handle or romance I can handle.
It's George Clooney and Julia Roberts, though. So if you want to do that.
Is that the one where they're on the airplane or something?
It's that one, Ticket to Paradise. They're like trying to stop their daughter from getting married or some shit.
Okay, maybe we can add that.
Like, if you want a rom-com, that is it right there.
Yeah.
Like, all of those, like, that is the one, you know?
Yeah. If you guys don't know, this is probably my least favorite genre besides horror. But for Valentine's Day, maybe. Okay, cool. But so yeah, that's what we're watching next time. Let me get my plugs off since we're done here. Follow us on socials at Mixed Podcasting. We've been really trying hard. Shout out to Daniel and Michael. They've been doing a great job helping us with like clips and stuff. They're really good. So, because we're not always good talking here. So if you want us in bite-sized amounts, then TikTok and Instagram is the perfect place to get it. At Mixed Podcasting. On TikTok, we're at the Mixed Podcast Clips. But yeah, that's where you get the best clips of us. So check us out there. If you like the live show here, be sure to drop a follow here on Twitch. We do the show live here every other Wednesday night. Yeah, you have any last words or thoughts, Alardo?
I need a new mic.
He does need a new mic. That's a great one. Okay, so on that note, we'll see you next time on The Mix.